Welcome to the conference center. Please enter your passcode followed by the hash or pound key.
Please enter your PIN followed by the hash or pound key.
Your passcode has been confirmed. Please wait while you are joined to the conference. The conference is now being recorded.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Rajshree Polypack Limited, hosted by Prabhudas Leeladhar Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta Shikhawat from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Michelle. On behalf of Prabhudas Leeladhar, I welcome you all to the 1Q FY23 earnings call of Rajshree Polypack Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Ramswarup Thar, the managing chairman and the managing director, Mr. Praveen Bhatia, non-executive independent director, and Mr. Sunil Sharma, the CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shweta. Good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to earning calls of Rajshree Polypack Limited for Q1 FY23. I hope all of you and your family are in good health. Joining me on call are Mr. Sunil Sharma, CFO, and Mr. Praveen Bhatia, Director of Rajshree Polypack Limited. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope that everyone got the opportunity to go through the same. For Q1 23, company has achieved a turnover of 68.3 crores as against a turnover of rupees 48.67 crores for the corresponding quarter of previous year, thereby achieving a growth of 40.3%. The EBITDA of the company has increased by 49% and stood at 10.8 crores. For Q1 23 as against 7.2 crores for corresponding period earlier year. EBITDA margin for the company for the quarter stood at 15.8% as against 14.8% for corresponding period of previous year. At the same time, the company earned profit after tax amounting to rupees 4.76 crores for Q1 FY23 as against rupees 2.6 crores for Q1 FY22, thereby reporting an increase of 83% over previous year. PAT margins for the period stood at 6.9% of sales as against 5.34% of sales for corresponding period earlier year. Q1 is always one of the strongest quarter for our business, and this year was no exception. With expanded production capacity, larger product basket and expanded customer base, we significantly increased demand in our products. We did our best to meet the demand by utilizing all our capacities at maximum. As a result, our sales volume grew up by almost 24% to 2,800 metric ton for the quarter as against 2,269 metric ton for quarter one of FY22. Further, with achieving economies of scale, we have been able to improve our EBITDA margins gradually. Looking at expanding demand, we are already in process of adding more capacities and in our process of installation of another extrusion machine with installed capacity of 3,500 metric ton per annum, which will take our total sheet extrusion capacity to 18,200 metric ton per annum as against present 14,700 metric ton per annum. Further, two more thermoforming machines with installed capacity of 900 metric ton per annum are on their way and are expected to commence commercial production in the month of September 22. This will take our total installed capacity to 8,920 metric ton per annum of thermoforming from present 8,020 metric ton per annum. For printing, we have already added one machine with installed capacity of 6 crore cups per annum, and we have placed order for two more machines with installed capacity of 20 crores per annum. The two new machines are expected to be operational by February 23 and will take our total printing capacity to 94 crore pieces per annum. I am also glad to invite your kind attention to the fact that company has entered into exclusive toll manufacturing agreement for injection molding products for food packaging with a third party manufacturer, and the production for the same is expected to commence in the first week of September 22. This will help the company exploring injection molding technology with initial installed capacity of 1000 metric ton per annum. The company intends to expand capacities into this segment gradually based on demand scenario. Talking about product developments, we developed barrier container for packing of hummus, which is used in Middle East for the long shelf life. At the same time, we also developed barrier packaging for Indian sweets for one of the largest dairy customer in southern part of India, and barrier packaging for ethnic sweets for one of the largest dairy brand in India. All such developments in barrier segments will further help the company grow at rapid pace with better profit margins. In case of Olive EcoPack Private Limited, we have already finalized the construction plans and received requisite approvals while engaging all respective vendors and contractors. We intend to start the construction in the month of September 22, as soon as the rain recedes. And with this, I would like to invite your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Suyog Patil from Patil Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, Suyog.
So what is the thickness limit in India for plastic packaging, and what is the thickness of our thinnest product at Rajshree?
See, basically, Rajshree is into manufacturing of rigid packaging products where our thicknesses are all about 250 microns.
Okay.
And the minimum thickness which is there, that is for, when it comes to packaging application and functional packaging,
okay,
the limits are not there. But still, we are into rigid, so it's all about 300 microns. So we don't fall under that particular issue as such.
Okay, sir. Another question I had was, which are the top three contributing clients for our sales as of now?
For us, the top client, Ferrero, Nourishco, which is Tata Global Beverages, Amul, and Hindustan Unilever.
Okay. And there is one last question, if I may ask. Can you simplify for me the difference between barrier packaging and rigid packaging? Because I saw that in your presentation. What is the exact difference between these two? Barrier and rigid?
The rigid packaging, we say barrier and non-barrier, both are rigid categories. When we say barrier, it is basically to increase the shelf life of the food. So there where it is classified as a barrier packaging, which is a functional feature of the packaging.
Okay, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Gujut Aluwalia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So first question is around the competitive landscape of the packaging industry in which Rajshree Polypack is operating. So I would like to know a few things, like who are the top 3 to 5 players in the market, what is the market position and market share of Rajshree in this industry?
Yeah, so I would say the space which we are in is a niche sector. Thermoforming with rigid packaging is not a very big segment in India. So I will not be able to give you the exact references, but there are companies like RN Packaging in South, then there is some Griner Packaging in North of India. These are few names which I know, but I can only say that this is a niche sector, and there are certain customers where we are the monopolistic suppliers.
Okay, so in that respect, is the overall size of the market quite small, because we are already doing like 200 crores of revenue? So what would be the overall size of the market that you're operating in?
See, we can say the overall size of the market is around 800 to 1000 crores, but it is divided into different segments and into different zones. So that's the size for thermoforming into food packaging for brand owners who are using them.
So the company already has like 20% market share, you're saying?
Yes, yes. And this is growing because it's a new segment where with a lot of food processing and dairy industry being added, so the demand for the product has been increasing at a good pace.
Okay, got it. And second question, just on the revenue. So you said like Q1 is one of the best quarters. So I'm trying to understand if there is seasonality in the revenue, and this is a one-off where the revenue is close to 70 crores, because all the last 4-5 quarters, company has been doing around 50 crores of revenue. So what should be the expectation, or will it revert back to 50 crores kind of revenue in the next few quarters, or we can expect the same run rate as Q1?
No, it will not go to those levels. It may be a little low, maybe by around 5 to 7% on the lower side due to softening demand. That's it. But it will not go down to that level.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Agarwal from Yellowstone Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for taking my question, and congrats on the good set of results. My first question is the injection molding project that we are doing. What's the rationale? How is it differentiated? Why can't we do this with the existing technology?
See, there are certain applications where you need injection molded products. So the idea behind is to enter into this alternate technology is since the customers what we are serving to are also using injection molded products into packaging sector. Today we are starting with food service as a sector, and gradually we will look at doing a branding and offering this product to the same set of customers.
Okay, so the plan is to expand it, is to use the existing customer base and do more products with them.
Yeah, to have more product portfolio, so that will help us to grow.
And in the future, we might even have it in-house, right?
Yeah, quite possible.
Okay, understood. And regarding the Olive joint venture, what is the time frame for the manufacturing unit to get to go into production?
I think so. This will happen by October, November 23.
Okay. Understood. All right. And then some. You announced the ESOP policy. So just want to understand more around it. Like, will the ESOPs be also given to the promoters, or is it just for the employees?
It is for employees.
Okay. And there is this approval for the related party, Orbit Industries. Could you detail, like, who owns Orbit Industries and what what are we sourcing from them?
Orbit Industry is the directors are common. So it's a partnership firm basically. So and we do certain job work from them as our capacities are a little exhausted. So probably this job work activity may reduce with our expansion of Sarigam unit. So there we have more space and infrastructure. So we do mostly job work activity with them.
Okay. Okay, so but in the approval you asked for some maximum sales amount that has been raised, but you are saying that you might not even require that, like, because it will over time reduce.
Yeah, probably over a period of time it may reduce once we start manufacturing in-house.
Okay. And regarding the preferential allotment that we did, so there is this non-promoted individual, Manish Kumar Agrawal, who participated. So is this like a strategic investment or is it just purely capital-driven investment?
It's a capital-driven. There's nothing as such. It's a capital-driven investment. So there is no strategic investment as such.
Okay. Understood. All right. That's all I had. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Vivek Tolat from Acme Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Good afternoon, Vivek. Yeah.
Good afternoon. So, sir, wanted to understand, if you could break down what led to such a big jump in our EBITDA per kg. I mean, we used to be around 28 to 30 rupees in all the, most of the previous quarters. And this time it's jumped to about 37. So are there any one-offs or, special orders, or is this sort of the broad range that we can expect going forward?
There are two factors into this. One is it has helped us little by with the help in the softening of the raw material prices. Secondly, with the increase in our production capacities and the scale of business, our expenditures have gone down. So if you see the EBITDA percentage for quarter one last year was also 14.8%, and this year also we are at 15.8%. So in terms of percentage, we have increased 1%, but due to scale, probably we it's looking a little better.
Okay. And also, sir, if you could sort of throw some light on, what should be the volume expectations for the whole year? I mean, last year, I think we did about 8,800 tons of volume. So, this year, do we see as crossing 10,000, or should it be around that number with the capacity expansion coming into play?
No, definitely we'll cross 10,000. That's for sure. We'll cross 10,000. That's for sure.
Okay, and sir, one final question from my side in terms of, the impact of softening raw material prices. So generally, what's the sort of reset that we have with our clients? Is it if it's a quarterly reset, I understand that from April to June, probably the prices were still high and, we could see some improvement for that for the current quarters. If you could throw some light on that.
Yeah, not all the customers are with quarterly arrangements. Some are monthly and some are with quarterly arrangements. And few of them are with spot also. So it's a mixed bag, I would say.
Okay. So would this sort of be the peak EBITDA per kg that we can achieve, let's say, for, at least the rest of the year?
No, if we keep on increasing the sale of our value-added products like barrier packaging, the EBITDA can go further. So we are trying our best to see that we get more sales of value-added products. But yeah, we should be in this range bound probably for this year at least.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Understood. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. There is a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Suyog Patil from Patil Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello again, sir. So I can see Swiggy as your client in the PPT. So are there talks to other delivery, you know, applications or other delivery companies like Swiggy or like Zomato or other guys regarding our packaging solution?
Like for food deliveries, like we are not giving directly to Zomato, but maybe through some alternate routes they may be buying, but Zomato is directly not our customer, but Swiggy definitely is.
Okay, understood. That's thank you.
Thank you. There is a follow-up question from the line of Gurjot Aluwalia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to clarify one or two more things. So the partnership with Olive Packaging, what will be the CapEx involved in the same, and will there be any debt also taken up?
The total CapEx in the project is around 100 crores, and 40 crores, or I think 50 crores is what is the investment which will be done by both the parties equally. So Rajshri will use the money raised through preferential issue, internal accruals, and bit of debt to fund this investment.
Got it. And the second thing, I see in the presentation you have mentioned you're doing SAP S/4HANA implementation. So what is the cost involved for this, and what kind of benefits can this drive in terms of efficiencies for the company by ERP?
The total cost is roughly 1.7. Yeah, it's around 1.75 crores which we have incurred in implementation of this ERP software. It helped us definitely in getting the real-time data into the information, both at the production level, and it has helped the marketing team also in meeting the customer's requirement in a better way.
So this is already complete. So you have already implemented
it's implemented.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ankit Agarwal from Yellowstone Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to ask about the EBITDA in this earlier discussion. So you're saying that in terms of EBITDA per kg, can you maintain around these levels, like 37,000 type levels?
Yeah, it also depends upon if we don't see much upside into the raw metal prices going further. We should be in this range bound, maybe little plus minus 2-3 rupees, provided there is no further disruption in the raw material prices.
Understood. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. You may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for taking this time off and asking very pertinent questions. I really appreciate each of your questions, and I hope that I have been able to answer all the questions. With this, I wish you a great rest of 3 quarters ahead for this year, and wish you all the best and your family in good health. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Rajshri Polypack Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.